From NPR News, this is Weekend Edition. I'm Lynn Neary, sitting in for Leanne Hansen. Democratic presidential candidates Barack Obama and Hillary Clinton have been working their way across the West this weekend, and last night they converged in Butte, Montana. As NPR's Martin Cassidy reports, the people of Montana can't quite get over how much attention they're getting from the candidates this year.
For Butte, this event was pretty big. The local paper said it might even rival last year's funeral for Evel Knievel.
Oh, it's
true.
Gosh.
Beyond belief.
Yeah, 100 times. I love Evel Knievel. Power to him, Montana, but this is nothing compared to that.
Mara Mercer and her friends were some of the first in line outside the Civic Center, and hundreds more were waiting for hours in the icy wind for a chance to see Obama and Clinton.
Nobody knows when the last time candidates like this were in Butte, Montana, anywhere in Montana, and who knows when they'll be here again.
Montana and South Dakota both vote on June 3rd, the very last primary day. So it goes to show just how hard fought this nomination is, that Obama and Clinton are crisscrossing this state in April as though it were Iowa in January. Some national Democrats have worried that this fight has gone on too long. But you won't hear that complaint from Montana State Party Chairman Dennis McDonald.
People that are not normally involved, particularly the young people, they're excited. So it's just a great time in Montana to be a Democrat.
And it does mean Montanans now have the privilege of hearing the standard stump speeches tailored for their ears.
What spectacular country. Governor, can you teach me how to fish? I am coming back. I'm going to learn how to fly fish. I'm going to do it.
The only party in Butte that is better than St. Patrick's Day is the Democratic Party.
I know that Montana is fiercely independent. That's how the western states are. We know that government cannot solve all of our problems. We want to work hard. We want to make it on our own. We don't need a handout.
I'm committed to pass a strong farm bill that works for true family farms with priorities like permanent disaster relief.
Clinton and Obama also larded their Butte speeches with praise for Montana's superdelegates, mentioning several of them by name. Governor Brian Schweitzer is one of them.
Jake, come over here. This guy's from the radio. Jump up here and say hi.
Schweitzer doesn't go anywhere without Jag, his border collie. The dog is something of a charming political shtick, but it does give Schweitzer a lighthearted way to deflect questions about his intentions as a superdelegate.
I'm going to wait till Jag makes his decision, and I'm just going to go with Jag.
Schweitzer adds that border collies like to think things through, so Jag isn't likely to decide until after Montana voters get their say. That seems to be the attitude of most of Montana's superdelegates. Two have come out for Obama, but the remaining six are hanging back. At a reception for party luminaries, the governor's dog roams freely among the guests. One of them is John Tester, Montana's junior senator, and another superdelegate. He's friends with Obama, but he's not ready to make an endorsement.
One of the things that we need to keep in mind is, number one, where Montanans are, how Montanans feel, and then who has the best chance to win in November.
And if Montana Democrats don't pick the candidate with the best chances, Tester shrugs.
I think the people's vote weighs a lot.
So if the candidates were hoping for an early decision out of Montana's superdelegates, it looks as if they'll be disappointed. Martin Costi, NPR News, Butte.
Adding to the political mix, news this weekend that former Congressman Bob Barr has announced that he's setting up a presidential exploratory committee. The Georgia Republican says he might seek the Libertarian Party nomination. Because of his strong conservative background, some political experts wonder whether he could draw some votes away from the presumptive Republican nominee, Senator John McCain.